Proclamation number 7827 of 16th of February, 1961. Evaluation of Grace. Address of God. You shall receive the graces with which I shower you abundantly, for you can only become blessed through graces. And again you will be allowed to receive graces if only you are willing to make use of them, if only you are willing to accept my help which I grant you in the form of graces. And thus you can also consider everything as grace which helps your soul's ascent development. Every earthly adversity which drives you towards me is a grace. But you can also remain turned away from me despite the earthly adversity, and then you will have left the grace unused. Every indication to me through word and scripture is a grace, and again it depends on your will whether and how you evaluate it. And thus my direct address from above is a grace of a very special kind. It is an unusual gift of grace because it can also earn the soul an unusual maturity in a short time if the gift of grace is evaluated, if the human being takes my address to heart, if he puts my will into action. If he is not just a listener but a doer of my word. This grace is quite significant and an exceedingly effective antidote for Satan's activity, to which he succumbs because my word is a right light from me which he flees. My word is blessed with my strength and effort, in the last days before the end. It is the most effective means of grace I can offer you humans to help you. For if you accept my word with a sincere heart, then you will also join me myself. And in unity with me nothing can truly happen to you anymore. And even the adversary no longer has any power over you who now walk by my side. But my word can only be heard by the one who unites with me, and he has also turned his will towards me. Therefore he will also make use of every grace I bestow upon him as help for the maturing of his soul. For I especially take care of people in the end time because they are hard pressed by my adversary. They alone are too weak to resist him and need help, which I always grant them in the form of grace. The person of good will also gratefully accept every help, and thus he will also joyfully accept my word. He will feel my nearness and also recognize my address as the Father's voice. He will feel like my child and therefore also comply with what I place into his heart as my will. And this is the use of the gifts of grace and the safe maturing of the soul, because I will not leave anyone without help who needs and gratefully accepts them. For you can only become blessed by grace. You must receive help because otherwise you are too weak, and because my adversary will still try everything in the last days to make you turn away from me in order to win your souls, even if they have already surrendered to me. But he will not succeed in the latter, for whose will I possess I also possess completely and will never ever let him sink back into the adversary's hands. I pour out my gifts of grace abundantly and they are truly very effective, providing the human being's will does not oppose them and nullifies the effectiveness of all graces. But you humans shall experience my love until the end, which wants to help you and protect you from ruin. Amen.